Grabeshkov seems like he'll be out for a little while.
I don't think Mike Santos is going to want us to call him and get any quotes about this.
Well, Santos has responded to a John Glennon story. He was asked if Grabeshkov would return to action before the April 10 end of the season. Personally, if it was me, I would never return.
No.
I would be done forever.
I would
if I took
stock,
a hockey puck to the bag, I'm done forever.
I'd buy stock
I'm
in
done.
Frozen peas.
I would buy the frozen peas.
Stay home.
And I would never, ever go on the ice again after the shot to my boys. Anyway, Mike Santos said the following, quote, "I would hope so. Of course, we don't really have any experience with those types of injuries, so we don't really know. But I guess like anything else, it's a healing process more than anything. It could be a couple of weeks, could be a couple of years." No, he didn't say that. He said it could be longer. Could be a couple of weeks. It could be longer.
This is one of the most uncomfortable stories that we've ever had to discuss as far as being a member of the sports media.
Well, you wonder, you know, they refer to the injury to Shea Weber as an upper body injury, and we hear of other injuries that are lower body injuries. Would this be a middle body injury?
It was initially released as
a middle injury?
Lower body injury.
So now we know where lower starts.
Belly button down.
Belly button down.
Upper body's belly button up.
Lower. He had a broken testicle.
Stop. Let's just stop. No more.
My legs are crossed over here. My knees are shaking.
I'm so uncomfortable. We wish you the best, Dennis. Please get well soon.
Well, there's more.
Oh, no.
You know, there's been a couple of recent cases, according to John Glennon, of groin injuries in the NHL.
Come on.
Nicholas Lidstrom, for instance, had to undergo testicular surgery after he was speared.
Ooh.
Speared.
That's a call you don't see very often in the NHL.
He was speared in the testicles last May 22nd. Cups! What happened to the cups?
Yeah, where are the cups?
On May 22nd, Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals against Chicago, Lidstrom missed the Wings' next two playoff games, but returned for a minute. Look, hockey player, we always joke, hockey player, you know, stitch him up, miss a shift. Not when you take a shot to the NAD, okay? The NAD shot with the sticker puck requires more than missing a couple of shifts.
The vulcanized rubber does travel sometimes at 100 miles an hour.
Would you rather take a shot with a puck to the bag or a shot with a stick? Would you rather be speared with stick?
Oh, no,
or
neither.
A shot with a puck?
You can't make a choice between one or the other. If it's got to happen, it's just got to happen. But I can't.
You remember the commercial where the guy takes the you have a pitching machine, the guy wears the cup and the pitching machine to test the cup, and you shoot the thing at the cup? Yeah.
We might want to find that on YouTube or something and send it over to the Preds training staff.
Two seasons ago in the playoffs, Philadelphia forward Patrick Thornton was struck in a NAD.
Oh, I remember that one. That one was absolutely brutal. They had the super slow-mo replay on it. And you could see where his soul was bruised.
It was game one of the Eastern Conference quarterfinals.
Oh, man.
It appeared initially that he would require surgery, but it didn't prove necessary. He missed game two of the series, but was back on the ice for game three. Santos says he believes Grabeshkov suffered the injury late in the first period or early in the second period, but returned to the ice afterwards. You would think you knew exactly when that happened. You would think that you would know, like, right when you took a shot to the bag with a puck.
I bet Dennis knew. I bet he knew. He might have just been in complete and total shock, though.
It wasn't until after the game that a doctor said, Denise, you better get to the hospital, Santos said. He's a pretty tough kid. We knew about him before we got him. His reputation was that he played into all kinds of injuries. And that he's not the kind of guy that will fall out of the lineup. That's probably one of the reasons to be optimistic that he'll be back sooner rather than later. End quote. That's all from John Glennon's story. We've got to read the comments. Let's see. Here's one comment. Ouch.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Here's another comment. I can't believe that guys don't wear a cup in this sport.
I can't believe that either.
I would put the possibility of a groin injury in hockey higher than in baseball. In baseball, they're required to wear a cup. Why not in hockey? Okay. A respondent said they do use cups Where does it say he wasn't wearing one? Taking a puck or a stick to the groin still hurts even with a cup. And then finally, a cup is no match for a piece of vulcanized rubber or graphite stick. Ouch, dude.
That's more than an ouch, dude.
Yeah, ouch, dude. All right, there you go.
All right, I'm in pain.
Can I go to traffic now?
Yeah.
Can I do that?
Yeah.